أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولا تتخذوا أيمانكم دخلا بينكم فتزل قدم بعد ثبوتها وتذوقوا السوء بما صددتم عن سبيل الله ولكم عذاب عظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues reminding us of the importance of our oaths, our contracts, our arrangements and agreements, and never should we violate and fail to fulfill those arrangements and agreements. Allah says, وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ دَخَلًا بَيْنَكُمْ. Do not ever take oaths as a means of mischief amongst yourself. Means of mischief, a person commits to something and he gives his word to somebody, or he makes a pledge and he makes a promise, but he only seeks to create mischief thereby. He knows that he's not going to fulfill his word. He knows that he's not going to honor the arrangement. He will not fulfill the promise. So this is a means of mischief. This is a means of deceit. This is a means of lies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not do that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the seriousness of this. Allah says, فَتَزِلَّ قَدَمٌ بَعْدَ ثُبُوتِهَا. Lest a foot which you have placed firmly slips. A figurative expression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that type of an attitude, and if a person keeps on doing that with people, giving their word, making an arrangement, making a promise, and then he goes against it and he fails to honor it and he keeps on doing that, Allah says that could be a means of his foot slipping after he has placed his foot firmly. Meaning, he could lose his iman through that. He could lose his iman. Referring to the foot here and the placement of the foot firmly on the ground, that is an expression given for one's iman. Sometimes you find a person, and perhaps this is more common when it comes to our monetary arrangements and monetary dealings. Sometimes a person has to fulfill another person's right, and he owes somebody a certain amount of money, or he has taken money from somebody, and then he keeps on promising and pledging, and he keeps on delaying and speaking lies and deceiving and this way and that way. And ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this type of an attitude could have serious consequences. It could be a means of you slipping and falling all the way down. وَتَذُوقُ السُّوءَ بِمَا صَدَدْتُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And Allah says, lest you taste evil. You taste the evil consequences of turning others away from the deen of Allah. This could also be a means, if you are interacting with people from another faith, you are a Muslim, and people perceive you and consider you to be a righteous person, a just person, an upright person, an honest person, but when they come to deal with this Muslim individual, they find that he is dishonest, and he makes promises which he does not fulfill, and he makes arrangements that he cannot honor. And that becomes a means of people turning away from Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, lest you taste the evil consequences of what you do as a mean by turning, bima sadadtum an sabilillah, by turning others away from the deen of Allah. If this is the perception that they have about this deen, nobody will want to follow that way of life. Walakum adabun azim, and lest you suffer a painful punishment in the akhirah because of this type of attitude and behavior of yours. وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. Then Allah comes to the covenant of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not ever take in exchange for the covenant of Allah, do not ever take a small, little, meager price. Today people, in the name of Allah, they will sell their product in the name of Allah. So they'll take a qasam. They take in the name of Allah. Wallahi, this is what it cost me. And wallahi, this is the only profit I'm making. And wallahi, this is the type of product. And wallahi, this is, and wallah, wallah, wallahi, all the time when trying to convince the other party to sell the product. Allah says, for a meager price, for a small price, thaman al qalila, a paltry price, you are selling. You are not selling the product, but you are selling the covenant and the promise in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's one interpretation. The other interpretation is, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever is obligatory upon you is a covenant you've made with Allah. Whatever is obligatory upon you, whether it is your acts of worship, whether it is your commitments, your worldly commitments, but whatever is obligatory of you, or whatever is obligatory upon you, is a covenant between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. You have to fulfill it. So a person now takes a bribe. He takes a bribe to get done what is already compulsory upon him. He's supposed to get the work done. That is his duty. That is his responsibility. But in order to hasten the process, or in order to get the work done at a quicker pace and more effectively, he takes a bribe. He accepts money in exchange for that. Now what is he doing? He is selling the covenant which is placed upon him in the form of his responsibility. He is taking a small, meager, paltry price in exchange for that. This teaches us the seriousness of bribery and the receiving and paying of bribery. إِنَّمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهُ وَخَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. What is with Allah? What is with Allah is far better than what you have. It's far better for you. Why sell things and purchase things using the name of Allah and using the haram means of bribery? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهُ. Whatever is with Allah is undoubtedly better for you, in kuntum ta'lamun, if you only know. Ma indakum yanfad. Allah says, whatever you have will perish, will diminish, will come to an end, it will finish up, it will deplete. Whatever you have of the material things of this world is not going to last forever. Okay, and we see it during our lifetime, how we have accumulated things of the world, and eventually those things get passed on to others. Even during our lifetime, those things that we have worked for so many years and for all our lives, all of that is getting depleted slowly, slowly, slowly. It is being used by others. It is being given by others. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ. What is with you in your hands and what you own will cease to exist, will come to an end, will finish. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. But what is with Allah, baq, that remains forever. So don't ever sell what Allah has prepared for you in exchange for what is in this world. Don't ever give up anything of the akhirah in exchange for some worldly comfort and for some worldly luxury and for some worldly pleasure, because what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stored for you and has kept for you, that will remain forever. So even though you might lose in the dunya, but you know you are going to get it in the akhirah. But never lose something of the akhirah in exchange for something in this dunya, because that will eventually come to an end. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. Allah says, we will certainly reward those who exercise sabr. Sabr, restraint. You attempted to do it, you attempted to lie, you attempted to take a false promise, you attempted to pay a bribery, you attempted to take a bribery. All of that requires what? Restraint. It requires sabr. It requires a whole lot of sabr. When it comes to our dealings and monetary arrangements, you can make an extra buck here, you can earn something over there, you can make a profit over there. If it is done the halal way, alhamdulillah, it will earn the barakah of Allah. But using any incorrect means, any doubtful means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there now you'll have to exercise sabr. You'll have to exercise restraint. And if you do it, Allah says, وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. We will undoubtedly and most certainly reward those who exercise restraint. أَجْرَهُمْ. Their reward, we will certainly give it to them in akhirah, بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Because of all the good that they used to do. May Allah grant us the understanding.